In the Evil Day, written by Peter Temple and read by Nicholas Bell. Niemand came in at 2 p.m., stripped, put on shorts, went to the empty room, did the weights routine, ran on the treadmill for an hour. He hated the treadmill, had to steel his mind to endure it, blank out. Running was something you did outdoors, but outdoors had become trouble, like being attacked by three men, one with a nail-studded piece of wood. The trouble had cut both ways. Several of his attackers he had kissed off quickly. Still, you could not pass into the trance-like state when you had to break off from running to fight and kill people. So, resentfully, he had given up running outside. Niemann didn't get any pleasure from killing. Some people did. In the Zambezi Valley, in the early days, and then in Mozambique and Angola and Sierra Leone and other places, he had seen men in killing frenzies, shooting anyone. Young, old, female, male, shooting chickens and dogs and cows and pigs and goats. In command, he had dealt with soldiers for this kind of behaviour. The first was Barents, the white corporal the men called Pieltstiff, because he liked to display his erection when drunk. Niemand had executed him with two shots, upwards into the base of his skull, come up behind him when he was firing his LMG into a crowded bus. The military court found the action justified, in that Barents had twice failed to obey a lawful command and posed a threat to discipline in a combat situation. The second man was a black soldier, a Zulu trained by white instructors, a veteran killer of African National Congress supporters in Natal, in love with blood and the hammer of automatic fire. In Sierra Leone, on patrol in the late afternoon, the Zulu had shot a child, a girl, and then shot the old woman with her, the child's grandmother perhaps. But it could have been her mother. The women age so quickly. Niemand had tied him to a tree, a poor specimen of a tree, had the villagers gathered. He told the interpreter to apologize for what had happened. Then he dispatched the Zulu with a handgun, one shot, close range. There was no other sensible way.